Welcome to Cultivating Community in the Guide to Awesomeness podcast, powered by Coldwell Banker Ronin Realty. Join us as we explore how to unleash your inner awesomeness while we uncover the treasures of our communities. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Guide to Awesomeness podcast. Today, I'm joined by Tegan from Mud and Otis. Welcome, Tegan.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We're so glad you can join us here today. I'm going to start the podcast by letting our listeners know a bit about you. So Mud and Otis redefines beauty by providing skincare products that are handcrafted, ethical, raw, and natural. They value pureness, authenticity, and creativity to help their audience feel connected to the earth and build a routine that serves not only your skin, but your soul. They believe that skincare should be balanced and illuminate you, all while protecting you from the elements. They are guided by transparency and inclusivity and believe in sustainability and ethically sourcing from Earth's offerings. Mud and Otis aims to carry innovative skincare that nurtures you and your little babes through wild beauty. Can you tell us more about your journey from childhood play with mud and nature to becoming a skin therapist and skincare formulator for Mud and Otis? And what inspired the transition?
As a child, I was always making potions, whether it was with my mom's olive oil or the mud. We used to have this hill in my cousin's backyard that it was just like full of like clay. And I always remember just loving going to my cousin's house so that I could just rub that clay like all over my body. I would come back into the house, my aunt, my mom, my dad, everyone like literally could hardly even see me because I was just covered in mud. And if anyone was around me, they would also be covered in mud, as well as animals. Everybody got bathed with whatever I could find. I just always loved nurturing my family as well as animals and always creating like little rituals. Even with my chickens, I would, when my mom would be at work and it would just be my dad, I would bring them upstairs into the washroom and like try to bathe them. A lot of it has to do with being connected to nature and animals. And I just liked creating little rituals with nature.
That's wonderful. I think all as kids, I think that was the best part of growing up is playing in a puddle or playing in the mud.
Exactly.
So growing up, what was your favorite outdoor activity besides playing in the mud? And how does that influence your approach to skincare and self-care today?
I would say being with animals, I guess. We grew up on a farm. So we had lots of animals. We had chickens, we had a pig, and I just loved being around them. We also had, my mom rescued raccoons, skunks, basically any animal that you can think of, we had it. And I loved being around them, whether I was giving them milk or even just changing their litters. I didn't mind it. I liked doing all of that. So I don't know. I always was just nurturing something, even from a young child. I even put raccoons in the bath if I could. Seriously. So like it was creating rituals with them, I guess I would say. I liked doing that.
Kind of on top of that, I just had another kind of question that popped to my mind. When did you start Mud and Otis? Like what year did you actually officially start?
Officially, it would be 2019.
And can you elaborate kind of more on how that got started? I'm just curious.
So that started, well, Otis. Otis was the inspiration for that. I was kind of looking for natural products that I could put on him. And I realized, my mom's like, you always are making natural skincare products. Why don't you make his? So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So I started making like bum butter, moisturizer, you know, all the things that I knew that I would need for him. And after that, everything kind of just happened. My family was buying my products, well, telling me that I should sell them. Friends were buying it. So it kind of just turned into a business from there. He was definitely the inspiration for sure.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Because before Otis, I was making natural skincare products. I just wasn't selling them, right?
He kind of was your push and your influence to get you motivated. And now look at how big you've grown.
100%. And ironically, Otis is a carbon copy of myself and he loves the mud. So it literally just like worked out.
I love that. I do love that. It's so nice that you can have your family and everyone tied in together to start something so beautiful. Could you elaborate on the significance of using handcrafted, raw, natural ingredients in your skincare products? And how do these principles translate into the formulation process?
Handcrafted skincare products, it It usually means small batches, and that means that they're made with care and a lot of attention to detail. And then ensuring that everything is fresh and there's no preservatives. And it also allows to personalize products. So I have a few customers, actually, like yourself.
Yes.
I used to make your, I think it was the cozy butter without the oatmeal, right?
Yes.
Being small batch, I am able to do that, right? That's a great quality of being small batch.
It is. And like you said, with my son, he had lots of allergies. So it's so nice having that you can essentially help anybody with their needs and skincare concerns by creating small batches for them and helping them.
Yes. And I remember when I would make yours, I was like, okay, I need to make sure before I make hers, like a week before I would make it, I made sure that I wasn't making anything with oatmeal. A lot of products do have oatmeal. So like I was able to do that. Otherwise, when things are made in such big batches, and you can't do those things, right? That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is really nice to have. Can you walk us through the process of crafting a new skincare product for Mud & Otis? What considerations are involved in selecting ingredients and formulating the final product?
Usually when I am formulating a new product, it's inspirational. Either I have a customer that has skincare issues that she needs help with, and I'm determined to make a product to help that. So then usually I will test out those products on that person, which is great. You know, community is great. And that's what's also great about small batch. You know, they trust me to do that. So usually that is my inspiration. And then also I am always trying to source out as local as possible for ingredients, as well as organic too.
And then you do everything in-house then? Everything's made, or do you outsource anything?
Everything is made in, I do have some sunscreen that I buy wholesale just because I don't make sunscreen, but it doesn't have my name on it. But everything that we make, yes, is done in-house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So all your labeling, the actual making of everything, and you just do that in a small room in your house. And what equipment do you use? Can you tell us some of the equipment you're using?
Yeah, so it's actually not a small room anymore. It's now that we have like a side split house. So now it's the whole one side split.
Wow.
Plus a basement. So my basement, I usually keep all my extra like bottles and all that. And then there's two rooms upstairs. There's one where I create product. I also like pack the product. And then there's another big bedroom with literally just more jars, all the packing stuff. So like I have taken over.
Yeah.
It's an issue. And we're actually working on something that's really exciting. We have, I don't even know what to call it. We have this big machine that pours the lotions for us. That's huge.
Okay.
That takes up a lot of space. Now we have lots of really big buckets to mix products in because we're growing so big and it just doesn't make sense for me to make them in tiny batches, which really kind of hurts me because it's really hard for me to do that because I just stand by like making small batches. But even Mitch is like, Tegan, like you can't make them small anymore. You're literally just like doing circles, right? So
yeah,
a lot of those things take a lot of space too, right? Our soap cutter is pretty big. Our mixers are big. So yeah, we're running out of space.
We could always help you find something bigger if you need. You know, we're in real estate here.
I know. I'm always cruising on your Instagram and your website. So
what is one of your favorite products?
Oh my goodness. That's a hard question. I would say my Wild Youth Face Moisturizer and then also my Sunshine Drops. I am obsessed with Sea Blackthorn. It is so great for their skin. It has so many vitamins. It's so nourishing. It's honestly my favorite ingredient, as well as prickly pear oil. And that is, both those ingredients are in my Wild Youth Face Moisturizer. And my Wild Youth Face Moisturizer is actually a product that I made years ago. I've changed the formula a lot, but I probably made that product probably like 10 years ago. And I stick to
it. Oh, wow.
I don't know. I love that product. And it's a face moisturizer, you know, it protects you. I mean, it's great for nourishing your skin, but it also protects you from the elements as well. So that is my key product for sure.
That is awesome. And then a kind of a fun question. If you could spend a day barefoot in any natural setting in the world, where would you go and why?
I would go to the desert 100%. I love cactuses. I love the sand. I love just the dry air. Yeah, definitely the desert. That's where I would want to be. I don't know why I don't live there.
I had to ask because you're whole outdoorsy and the mud. So I was like, you know what? I'm curious to see where she would go in the world.
Definitely the desert for sure. And I love the heat. I love heat. So
yes, I love the heat too. I love it. So looking ahead, what are future goals or aspirations for Mud & Otis? And how do you envision the business evolving in the coming years?
My future goals would be bigger space. We have totally outgrown everything that we have built right now. I'm not able to take on any more stockettes because of that. So a bigger space. And I also want it to be a space where I can hold workshops for the community, you know, where kids or even adults can learn how to make soap, bath bombs, you know, skincare. Yeah, that is my goal.
That is so fun. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
We always ask all our guests three special questions. The first one is, what is one thing that every person should do if they visit our community?
Okay, I found this one really hard because I feel like there's so many things. I would say just walk downtown or even like check out all the local shops because there's so many great ones. But also like go to the outskirts. You know, there's the Murphy's Farm. That's always a great place. And they have lots of yummy treats and things for the little ones. Just check out all the local shops. And even the outskirts is beautiful too.
It is. And we're so lucky to work in such a small community with such a big outreach. There's a lot of local businesses to support and go check out here.
And restaurants. I mean, I actually grew up in Beaton. So I love Beaton. So I would say if you're going to New Tech, go to Beaton. Go to Mr. Gigi's 100%.
Yes, they have the best pizza. I love their pizza.
Totally.
And what makes our community feel like home to you?
I feel like the connection. I feel like because I was born and raised in this community, I've held so much connection with so many individuals over the years, whether it was like teachers or like old friends, you know, and everyone seems to always just be connected.
Yeah, connected and supporting each other. I notice a lot of people do that when they've grown up together and know each other. And
of course. So that's always nice. Yeah, definitely I'd say connection for sure.
And our last question we asked too is, if you could write a chapter in the Guide to Awesomeness, what would the title be called?
I would say Follow Your Dreams.
And why would you choose that as the chapter, Follow Your Dreams?
Where I'm at right now, I didn't envision myself here. I actually didn't know where I was going to be, but I'm here now. And there's been so many times where I wanted to give up and I literally was very close on giving up, just feeling like I couldn't do it. It was too much, but I never gave up. I always followed my dreams. This was my dream. This is my dream now. And I'm happy I didn't give up.
I'm glad you didn't give up because you've come a long way and everything looks great. Your products, all the stuff you're doing social media wise. And
thank you.
Being able to partner with you for markets like we did last year and hopefully again this year. So it's really, really exciting to support local businesses like yourself.
Totally.
So Tegan, thank you so much for joining us here today and giving us a little insight about your business. Before we go, how can our audience reach out to you or connect with you on, and are you on any social media?
Our website is www.mudandotis.com. So you can always message me there. Instagram and Facebook, it's at Mud & Otis. And you can direct message me really anywhere. Email, I'm a bit slow. I don't know why, but Instagram, I'm pretty quick. And on my website, I'm pretty quick.
Awesome. We'll put all your social media information and website all in the end of this podcast for anybody who's interested. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me for another awesome episode. Whether you're already on the road to awesomeness or just starting out, be sure to join us next time for a dose of motivation, education, and entertainment.